Building a Bridge. Written by Ned Jensen. Illustrated by Fred Volk. Bridges go over rivers and lakes. They go over bays and swamps. They go over highways and railroads. Some even float. Bridges are long and short. They can be high above the water. They can be near the water. They can carry cars, trucks, trains, and buses. Some carry people. Some carry water or oil. The first bridges were made out of wood, rope, or stone. Today, most bridges are made of steel and concrete. The first bridges were simple. Some were just logs placed across a stream. Some were ropes stretched across a river. Later, stones were used to build stronger and longer bridges. In time, people were building bridges like the ones we see today. These are made of concrete and steel. They go across longer distances. There are names for different types of bridges. This table shows some of the types. Overpass, a bridge over a road or railroad. Aqueduct, a bridge over land used to carry water. Viaduct, a low bridge over dry land or a long valley. Causeway, a long, low bridge over a swamp or shallow body of water. Building bridges is a big job. It can take many years. It can cost millions of dollars. It can take many workers to build a bridge. Let's look at a bridge being built over a river. First, workers must build supports under the water. They hammer large steel tubes into the river bottom. The tubes, called piles, are filled with concrete. Next, workers put supports across the piles. The supports are built underwater using a special dam. A dam holds the water back. The workers can work where it is dry. Next, workers build piers. They are like the legs on a table. They will hold up the bridge. Then caps are put on the tops of the piers. Concrete pieces, called girders, are put between two piers. The girders hold up the roadway. Steel bars are placed between the girders. The steel bars make the concrete stronger. Concrete is poured over the steel bars. The concrete gets hard. Finally, the new bridge is ready for traffic.